Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord we're able to be together again. And I'm just going to continue a message, quite a bit of scripture, but to validate God's Word in terms of how we can have victory through the Word of God. And yesterday we looked at we can have victory over guilt, first of all by genuine repentance, and then victory over false guilt by using our spiritual weapons and rebuking any guilt, any condemnation the enemy would bring if we've generally repented. And as the Word says in Proverbs 28:13, who confesseth and forsaketh them, his sins, shall have mercy. And then also the victory over temptation. I shared a number of passages with you, but now we are going, and of course, victory through praise. That's really, really important. And just a couple other areas that we can obey God, and that is victory through obedience. 1 Samuel 15 and 22 says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken, listen to God, than the fat of rams. If you recall, this was a very crucial time that Saul just disobeyed the precise word of the Lord. And he went on to say, you know, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. That's something to think about. Okay, let's go to the New Testament, James 1 and 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Whoa. I'm just going to have to pause on that scripture, because we are to be doers. That's how we express our faith, not just to hear it, but to do it. But the thing that is so serious is we can deceive ourselves. We think we're just fine. We think we're walking with God. But if we're not doing what the Word says, we are in a state of deception, self-deception. And I don't think there's anything scary, in my opinion, than being deceived, because you don't know you're deceived. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask by the Spirit of truth that you would cause any and every one of us, including myself, Lord, if I am deceived in any way, thinking, because I know you and I know the Word, that I'm not actually doing what you said. Father, we bind self-deception in Jesus' name, and we pray right now for the Spirit of truth to reveal to us anything, any area that we have withheld on God and have not responded in obedience, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. He's speaking to Joshua. For then, this is the Lord, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You will have victory, whatever you set your hand to. And Deuteronomy 5, 29 says, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Oh, goodness, that's the cry of God's heart. Oh, that they had a heart to do what I've asked. Because, you know, God is not some strict, stern God shaking his finger at us, sitting on his throne up in heaven, but he knows that which is going to benefit to us. When he says there's sin in that, or there's something wrong, there's something we shouldn't do according to the word, then it's for our, he loves us. It's because he does not want us to be tempted to give into sin. Why? Because there's sorrow and heartache as the result of that. Let me share a New Testament scripture found in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Obviously, those who have the Holy Ghost comes by salvation, and that is by obedience, turning to God, and repenting. And then let's look at Psalms 1, 2, and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Well, that's a recipe for success right there. We have to love the Word of God. His delight is in the law, or the Word of God. And not only just appreciating it as a objective or subjective subject, it is to meditate upon that word, and to, and of course, in meditating, to actually follow the word. That's why we need to read the word every day. Get it in our spirit so that we'll have just the right rhema word if we need a scripture to resist the work of the enemy. Now, finally, that's what I'll share with you, is Hebrews 13 and 16. But to do good, victory through giving, beloved, to do good, to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. He loves to receive our offerings. And that's not always just financial, beloved. That is giving of our time, giving of ourselves, our effort, our energies. Deuteronomy 16 and 17 says, for every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. And again, stretch this beyond finances in every area. And then, of course, Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. This is, of course, more substantial, referring to material things and financial. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Three more scriptures I'll share. Proverbs 21 and 13, in case you're taking notes. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. In other words, if we don't have compassion and do what we are able to do, as God would prompt us, again, it's a matter of obedience. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly, well, you're also going to reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. Why? For God loveth a cheerful giver. Sometimes that word can be translated hilarious. And the final scripture, 1 Corinthians 29 and 9, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with them. Praise God. Beloved, we just need to take such assurance in the fact that Jesus, who began that good work, he's faithful to complete it. He's the author of our salvation. And besides being the author of our salvation, let's look at Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, beloved. Let's do it. And the sin which doth so easily beset us, unbelief is one of those major ones, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You have the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to you. And as we continue with a whole heart of love for God, serving him to the best of our ability, to obey him, no one can lay anything to the charge of God's elect. He tells us in Romans 8, 33 and 34, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth, yea, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, also making intercession for us. And then in 1 Corinthians, I know I'm giving a lot of scripture, I'm squeezing it in. First chapter, verses 4 through 8, I thank my God always on your behalf. I do that, beloved, for you guys, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The work that Jesus did on the cross, plus his continual high priestly work, it cannot fail the person who is truly born again, who desires to grow in the knowledge and revelation of Jesus. You simply can't fall out of God's hand. Jesus said in John 10, 27 through 29, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, he's greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. As if Jesus' hand wasn't enough, there you go, the Ancient of Days, the Almighty God. Oh, beloved, don't you love the word? I just love it, and I know I shared a lot of scriptures, but if you were taking notes, these are wonderful words to stand upon, and God can quicken rhema words to you so you can have victory through the word. That's his desire for you. Mine too, as I pray for you, my radio family, my UCM partners. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.